never heard a radio show like this before. Following in the footsteps of his father and grandfather, Taxi Dave drove a taxi in New York City for many years. In fact, he was born in the front seat of a yellow cab. Join us for an hour of informative discussion with the only person in America to have hosted the Today Show one time. He's knowledgeable, he's witty, and he wrote this. The only one of his kind. This is the Taxi Dave Show.
God, I'm walking here. I'm walking here. I woke up this morning. Heaven says we're blue. I woke up this morning. Heaven says we're blue.
This is the place to be. You're listening to the Taxi Dave Show. I'm Taxi Dave, and we're broadcasting live from the iHeartRadio studios in New York City, the Big Apple. In our studios tonight, our special guest co-host, Bruce Schaller, is with us. Good evening, Bruce.
Hey, good evening.
Carolyn Protz, proud medallion owner. Hi, Carolyn.
Salam and shalom.
And we have County Clare with us.
Hello, me darling.
Hey, and Claire.
Hey, Carolyn.
And I'm Dave Pollack, Taxi Dave. Before we go further, I want to thank Lacus Technologies and Hereford Insurance Company for sponsoring this show. We still need more sponsorship. That's another story. But that's not what this is really about today. This was an interesting week, a sad week, and tomorrow is going to be a very interesting day. Where do I start? I'm going to give out the phone number and email address first, and then we'll get into this, okay? TaxiHail at AOL.com, TAXIHAIL, TaxiHail at AOL.com, 800-321-0710. And where do I start? With Doug Shifter. Doug Shifter has been driving for decades a black car. Now, in today's world, on the streets of the city of New York, it doesn't matter if you drive a yellow cab, a black car, a for-hire vehicle, a car service, we are all the same in this respect. We're all making less money. Doug wrote a manifesto of sorts on his Facebook page, and then sadly drove his car up to the gates at City Hall earlier in the week and committed suicide. It's affected a lot of us. We're like Doug, and Doug is like us, and it broke our hearts. I mean, Carolyn and I went down the next day. There was a vigil at City Hall by the Taxi Workers Alliance. Right, Carolyn?
Yes, I was there, and there was one a little bit later on. I think it was done by the IDG. So there were two. It was very, very sad. And he was such an articulate and eloquent man. He was also exactly the kind of driver that you would want to encourage to stay in the business. Long-term, full-time, professional. He loved his work. He was proud of his work. But he didn't do what he did for us to remain quiet about it. He wants these issues to be discussed, and you cannot hide from these issues anymore because of him.
Well, he certainly brought the issues to light, blaming the present city and state government, and also blaming Uber. He came out and said it in that manifesto of sorts, how it's affected him, where he used to work 40 to 60 hours a week, and now he's working over 100 hours a week. No one can work 7 days a week, 16 hours a day, okay, without having effects. And at first blush, the mayor of the city in New York said, well, there must be something wrong with him because a lot of people have financial stress and they don't go about doing what Doug did.
More mental health counseling and gun control was the way I thought they would go, but they didn't.
And then yesterday, the mayor was quoted in the New York Post and basically said that he has to do something about the FHV situation. As far as the FHV situation goes, Bruce Schaller, who's in our studios tonight, and by the way, Bruce is the president of Schaller Consulting. You should also know, folks, Bruce is the former New York City Department of Transportation Traffic Commissioner, and he was also involved in policy at the New York City Taxi and Limousine Commission. So
many years ago.
Those are the good days. Your age.
Don't give away your age, Bruce. So what, you know, what, how do you see what Doug Schiffer, what brought him to do what he did? Is this something that you can understand based on the statistics you found in your latest study? And by the way, if anyone is interested in the latest study, it's called Empty Seats, Full Streets. You can Google it and get it there.
Yeah, well, it brings in a really tragic way to really show what we've seen in the kind of dry numbers is this huge proliferation of all sorts, and you're absolutely right. Everyone's in the same place in a way, whether you drive a yellow cab or for hire an Uber or a car service or what have you. You've had this huge proliferation of vehicles in Manhattan and throughout the city. The good thing about it, of course, and we should always remember this, is that customers are getting the best service they ever had. It's easy to get a vehicle, but the flip side is it's hard to get where you want to go then because you're stuck in traffic. Drivers are stuck in traffic. Drivers are making less. And it's just become a harder and harder job to do.
So what is your solution? I mean, in your latest study, Empty Seats, Full Streets, you said the number of TNC vehicles on the road at any given time and place is set by decisions made by the TNC drivers. And this dynamic also leads to an unnecessarily large number of unoccupied TNC vehicles throughout New York City, most notably in congested areas of Manhattan. And the same is likely to be true in other major cities in the United States.
Yeah, so you sort of think intuitively that there's so many trips, so many customers in Manhattan, the drivers wouldn't spend much time, you know, after they complete a trip until they get the next passenger. And that you'd expect if you go to Queens or Brooklyn, and particularly the outlying areas of other boroughs, you'd expect that there's not so many riders, it would take longer between trips, it'd be less efficient. Well, the fact of the matter is, if it was so much more lucrative to work in Manhattan than elsewhere, what would drivers do? They go to Manhattan. And in fact, that's exactly what's happened. And so you have way more empty vehicles. And this is true of yellow cabs, too, now because of the overall increase in for-hire yellow and for-hire vehicles. You have more empty vehicles than you need to have someone available for the next customer. You need some empty vehicles because someone is about to want an Uber or a Lyft or a yellow cab, but it's way in excess of the number you need, and the result is the sort of congestion that we see on the street every day.
I'd like to thank Bruce for doing all this work, because I really learned so much from reading this report, and at least now everybody should be on the same page, the policy people, the elected people, the people who work in the agencies. I don't think there's going to be too much disagreement. What to do about it, there may be disagreement, but right. The basic facts, I think everybody probably agrees with you.
Yeah, so I focused on this vacant time because I thought it was one area that people could really get on the same page and agree to, and I think that's been pretty much the case. There's been some discussion about the best way to do it, and that's good. I took a first shot at it, and but there should be discussion, and people should all be involved in figuring that,
you know,
the solution part
yellow
out.
Yellow cabs were initially started to cruise New York City. That's what they did. They cruised New York City. And for the most part, the number has stayed around between 11 and 13,000 for the last, 10 years, let's say. Right now, there's over 1,000 medallions in storage at the Taxi and Limousine Commission, so one could argue that there were fewer yellow taxis on the street right now. Yet, on the other hand, you have the TNC part of the FHV business, TNCs, the technology company, network company vehicles like Uber and Lyft, which are supposedly now a total of 130,000 altogether, where 3 years ago they were less than 50,000. So one can certainly argue it's really not the yellow cabs causing the problem.
No, I don't think anyone thinks the yellow cabs are causing the problem of congestion. I think that everyone sees that it's been this transformation of the industry as a whole. A lot of the other thing we should point out is there's a difference between Manhattan and the other parts of the city where there has been a need for really efficient for hire service in the other boroughs that I think Uber and Lyft have filled in a way that the car services did not before. But it's been this influx, and the question is what to do about it.
Well, I certainly would not be in favor of yellow cabs having another surcharge. We've been the only ones paying an MTA surcharge, giving money to the MTA, our competition, for years. Hundreds of millions of dollars have been given to them. And if there is going to be a surcharge, we've already paid our dues. We've paid our dues with surcharges. We've paid our dues with hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars, paying for medallions and putting that into the city budget. That's my opinion. The phones are ringing off the hook. So let's start with Bert. Welcome to the Taxi Dave Show.
Hi, David. My deepest sympathies go to the driver that killed himself this week, and I did read his Facebook page, and I was amazed at how accurate his history was and how articulate he was, and all his facts were together, and he put it together. So sad that he had to be a martyr in this industry and that he had to do what he had to do. I also would like to mention, without their names, because I don't have their names, the next day in the Post, it did mention that there were two other industry drivers that committed suicide for different reasons, but all related, to the city. And one thing you didn't mention at the beginning, not only did Doug's Facebook page criticize the mayor and the past mayor, he did take the task to TLC. And the TLC, he should not get away, unspoken about in this, because it's like Nuremberg, they have to take responsibility for what happened to this industry, okay? And I know you had the chairman of the TLC on last week, and she didn't mention anything really important or anything that she's going to do for this industry, right? But it's under her chairmanship, this industry went down the drain, literally.
Well, she did mention something important if you're in the disabled community in New York City. And we will be speaking with Gene Ryan a little later in the show. And by the way, former Assemblyman Richard Brodsky will be with us in a little while also. So maybe it wasn't important to you what she was talking about, but there are certain segments of people who take taxis who are disabled who felt it was an important discussion.
She said something important 3 years ago. In 2015, she said, there's enough for-hire vehicles on the streets now. We don't need any more. I'm for a cap. That was in 2015.
Well, she might have had it right.
Yeah, I think she did.
Clem, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hey.
Hi.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I want to talk about congestion pricing. If this goes through, well, first I want to thank Mayor de Blasio for being against it. As you know, the governor wants it. If this goes through, the extra cost the trucking owners get will be passed off to the consumers. New York and California are already the highest priced cities to live in. Everything arrives in stores, it was stated by an expert, got there by trucks. This is how it will cause extra to live in New York City. And anyone who votes Democrats is guilty of child abuse. They have a history of raising taxes like you wouldn't believe it. Well, as you know, but some people don't know the difference between a Democrat and a Republican.
All right, Clem, listen, I really appreciate you bring out an excellent point. I want to shout out to the Locksmith Association of New York City. They've been sending emails that they're listeners of the show, all the locksmiths in New York City. And they have exactly what Clem is talking about, problems with their customers, problems with their delivery trucks who deliver the locks and deliver gates, who have to double park next to a bike lane. And then there's just one lane in the avenue, and the traffic attendants are ruthless. This is all part of the New York City scam. Oh yeah, just park next to the bike lane, it'll be okay. And then they get tickets, and that's why New York City made some crazy number. Bruce, was it like $750 million in parking fines last year?
Yeah, but I think I'd like to go back to what Clem started with. I think what's really killing people financially is the congestion, is it takes so long to get from A to B. And time is money. And I think the good thing about congestion pricing is to free that up, to let you go about your business and get things done, and that both the cab drivers and anyone who's driving for a living on the street, trucks, everybody, will be better off and be making actually more money with congestion pricing. They'll pay the fee, but they'll get so much back in less time wasted.
I think there's a false equivalence between FHVs and taxis. I was arguing about this with Charles Komaroff last week. First of all, every trip for an Uber is two trips. They have to get to the passenger before the journey even begins. Very often the passengers force them to wait, and they make them pick them up and drop them off right in front of the door. They have to consult their GPS. They're always texting and phoning the passenger. So in my opinion, I think the FHVs create more congestion than the yellows do. They also have 3.5 times the accidents that we have. And there's a lot more accidents. And that, I don't know if you took that into account in your figures. I guess that's a whole other study.
That's a whole other study.
Yeah, what happens when you have
But Carolyn's right about being more mileage on the street. And one of the things that's really interesting in the trip data is that the TNCs actually take longer. The trips are longer in duration to get from A to B when you look at the little zones that you get the data in. It's longer from A to B because they're picking up mid-block. They probably had to go around the block to get there. Whereas if you are taking a cab, you probably just walk to the nearest neighborhood.
The corner.
To the nearest avenue, and you walk to the one that's going in the right direction. So
right.
You're not going around the block just to get headed south if you're going south.
Good point. Quick email. Clem got it right. Democrats are evil. Okay, very nice.
Some people call them Democrats. I saw that the other day.
This is rather lengthy, but it's from Mr. Johnson. 6.5 years behind the wheel of a yellow cab in Gotham, and the only surprising part of the story is that it hasn't happened sooner regarding Douglas Shifter. Anyone who thinks the gig economy is good for society is kidding himself. Companies have zero interest in the well-being of their workers, and those same workers are left out to dry when it comes to benefits, health care, overtime, getting any matching funds for retirement. Many people think our industry brought this on upon itself. Most drivers I know put in a long day or night's work while dealing with fees, taxes, insane rules and outdated regulations, all while doing the best to handle with everything that the riding public throws at us. Even if you think that the yellows provide horrible service, we are permanently turned off by a trip in a cab eons ago. No one deserves to face a decision like the one that Mr. Shifter had to come face to face with. For him to bear the burden of decisions that politicians foolishly made is nothing less than criminal. It's a shame that no one in power will take the fall for a situation that should have never happened in the first place. Thank you, Mr. Johnson, for that email, and I'll just read one more. Appreciate it. How long cab drivers must wait to hear from the Taxi and Limousine Commission to improve the working conditions and quality of living standards, earning livable wages so cab drivers can work happily without the increasing stress what drivers go through every day? More than ever before, cabbies are still getting summonses, most bogus tickets from the NYPD, traffic cops, and others, and that is affecting our health and well-being. Being literally killing us slowly. Thank you, Stephen, for that email. Appreciate it. Let's take another caller. Bob, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
How you doing, guys?
Hey, Bob.
Happy New Year.
And ladies.
Yes, and ladies, too.
Hey, Bob.
How you doing? You know, I was thinking of something while you guys were talking. This happened in London back 70 years ago, or more than that. They had a problem with buses, the LGOC. They had a problem with too many buses on the roads. They had to cut them back because the roads can only take so much. We had the same problem with jitneys in all kinds of cities going back in the 1920s. They had to do the same thing there. This whole thing with Uber, same thing. You cut them back. You can't stand the congestion. You clear the streets.
What do you think about that, Bruce?
Well, I think it is getting to the point that some more aggressive action needs to be taken to reduce the number of overall vehicles working for hire on the streets, that the streets just can't take the load that they're being asked to take here. And it's everybody, every type of vehicle on the street now. And it's much of it is the product of the success of New York. It's job growth and population growth and people having more money in their pocket so that the transit service, when the subway's stuck and crowded, they can go upstairs and take another form of transportation, but one that's in a sedan and takes up more space. So I think we're going to really have to stop and look at this and say, just as we did, and Carolyn mentioned a couple of years ago, it's just mushroomed since then, and I think we're going to have to get back and figure out how to solve that.
I don't understand. I just don't understand. We have bus lanes. Sometimes on Madison Avenue, two lanes are bus lanes. Why aren't yellow cabs with passengers allowed to use them, like in other cities around the world?
Because there's too many bicyclists in the bus lane.
No,
that's
it's not.
Don't blame
the cyclists, Caroline. It's because if all the cabs got in those lanes, they wouldn't move any better than general traffic. That's the reason.
I think it's just a simple
space problem.
Now, most of the time, the bus lane is empty. There's no bus in it. And that's a great temptation for kids on bicycles. They love to ride the wrong way in the bus lane. And also the delivery guys. I almost got hit a couple of times last night by delivery guys with the motorized bicycle
if you said don't have two lanes, have three or four lanes, and let the cabs with passenger in them, I'd agree with that.
There we go. There we go. We've solved the problem. And also ban all private cars below 60th Street in Manhattan.
Sounds good to me.
All right, we have a number of callers. Here's a caller.
Are you running for office, Dave?
Not yet. I've been asked to.
Anyway.
Enough, I have enough problems. I'm too honest and open. That's my problem. I would be a public servant, not a politician. So the politicians wouldn't like me. The people would love me. We're going to just take this call that came in. Neil Weiss. Neil Weiss is the publisher of the Black Car News. He also started a new venture with me. I used to have a newspaper called Taxi Insider, and Neil Weiss had a newspaper called the Livery Times. We merged because we are peripheral damage of this industry. Taxi Dave Show, we lost our main sponsor because of what happened in the taxi industry. Taxi Insider and the Livery Times, we were going to shut down both newspapers, but we merged. We're going to give it a shot to see if we can do it. And I wonder how many other thousands of businesses have been affected who aren't drivers. Neil Weiss, welcome to the Taxi Dave Show.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Neil.
I just wanted to say, the things that you guys have been discussing, Doug was saying those things for years in Black Car News. But I wanted to ask Bruce what his thoughts were on the lack of relief stands and what he thought as far as, where they might put some or some ideas on how that might help.
Yeah, so I think the way to do that is really to throw it back on the people who are out there every day on the streets, and you know where you want to be, and identify some locations and go and ask the city, hey, we need one here, and then see what you can get.
Yeah,
DOT
is
non-responsive.
Sorry?
DOT is virtually non-responsive.
Yeah.
They don't care. All they care about, and I don't mean this in a bad way, but all they seem to care about is bicycles.
Yeah, seemingly.
Well, that's about all I can say. And I think that it's like anything else. Space is at a premium, but if you make a good case and maybe have some of your city council members help you out on this, I think there's more progress. This has been a problem, as you know. This has been a problem for many, many, many years. And there's more and more drivers who need them.
Neil, you're going to like this email that just came in. It's one sentence. Doug Shifter's death must not be in vain. Drastic action must be taken! Exclamation point. Thank you for that email. And
I've got a few of those myself.
Our email address is taxihale@aol.com, and our phone number is 800-321-0710. Neil,
yep.
Doug was a friend of yours.
Yep.
The March edition of the Taxi and Livery Times is going to come out. I believe we're going to print Doug's manifesto that he wrote on Facebook. Is that correct?
Yes.
And I, for one...
Some photos and other comments from people that I've been receiving.
And I, for one, am also going to... Most of my editorial will be about Doug. Folks, No, medallion prices have dropped from $1 million to the last auction. They went for about $200,000. Mm-hmm. And everyone's getting hurt in different ways. But all drivers are experiencing this, whether you're yellow, black, livery, car service, like I was saying before. We all share this. Neil, anything else you want to say in closing?
No, I just, you know, wanted to call in and get Bruce's thought on that and just thank you for mentioning Doug today.
There's a hearing tomorrow in City Council by the FHV committee, and I'm sure that a lot of people are going to talk about Doug Shifter.
I'm sure you're right.
Yeah. So.
That meeting starts at 10 o'clock down at City Hall. There is on the steps of City Hall, if you want to show some respect, at 9 o'clock, I believe there's some type of press conference on the steps of City Hall. Get there early. Sign up if you want to speak. The Taxi and Limousine Commission will be there. I believe Mira Zoshi said she'll be speaking first as a city agency. Now, mind you, this is the first public meeting of the for-hire vehicle committee. The taxi industry and all the black cars and liveries and car services have always been under the Transportation Committee of the New York City Council. There is now a new committee specifically for all FHVs, and that's the FHV Committee. Ruben Diaz Sr. is the chairman, and it should be a very interesting hearing on Monday down at City Hall in New York City. Look, when we come back, we'll take some more of your calls, okay? We have a few regular callers and some strangers who have been calling in now, I see on the line. So 800-321-0710. We are having trouble, by the way. Noah's been whispering in my ear through my headphones. The numbers for Richard Brodsky, he's not responding to them. He's not picking up. So what could I say? Noah is a great, great engineer. And I know if he can't reach him, nobody can reach him. But he could always call the hotline. I think he has the number. Anyway, you're listening to the Taxi Dave Show. We're brought to you by Lacus Technologies and Hereford Insurance Company. We're in studio with consultant Bruce Schaller, with Carolyn Protz, with County Clare, and me. I'm Taxi Dave. Stay tuned for more. You're a driver, you really should join Lacus Technologies and get the Lacus app. Okay? The idea is to get up in the morning, go on your iPhone, and get your cab without having to go to a garage. You get your cab on the street, if there are cabs there. Okay? It's been so popular, it's getting tougher, and right now, it's good to sign up now because when they get more medallions, and they're planning on getting a ton more medallions, when they get more medallions, they're going to need hundreds of drivers. So right now, you should sign up. Go to the Lacus app. Do it after the show. Do it tomorrow. Do it the next day. If you speak to them out there, out in Brooklyn on McDonald Avenue, tell them you heard about it on the Taxi Dave Show. L-A-C-U-S. Lacus, L-A-C-U-S. Before you pay your next premium, check with Hereford Insurance Company. They have the most competitive prices, and they're specialists for the New York City transportation industry. They have workers' compensation and liability for medallions, black cars, car services. They insure ambulettes. That's Hereford Insurance Company. And Hereford Insurance Company wants you to know that insurance fraud is a crime punishable by fine and jail. So if you want to report insurance fraud, call 1-866-HEREFORD. That's H-E-R-E-F-O-R-D. 1-866-HEREFORD to report insurance fraud. They have a special investigations unit, and they will investigate.
The Taxi Dave Show.
Listening to the Taxi Dave Show, brought to you by Lacus Technologies and Hereford Insurance Company. We have a service disruption at Penn Station with major delays for Amtrak and New Jersey Transit. Just what everybody needs on a Sunday night. Another major disruption. If you go in and out of Penn Station, you need to have your head examined. One track in, one track out. It's ridiculous. It is. And let me reach out and say hi to the Pakistani Association. Thanks for listening to the Taxi Dave
Salam.
Show. Here's an email. Uber Eats is another cause of congestion in the city. Ever notice those empty black TLCs clogging the streets? Uber Eats. Do away with them. That's interesting. Are you
familiar?
Are you familiar with Uber Eats, Bruce?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, well, that's something we have.
It's like just someone else to clog the streets, right?
Yeah, just what we need: more cars. Let's deliver food. And how do they get it? They have to double park the van, go upstairs, and bring the food upstairs.
Good idea.
That's crazy. Anyway, tomorrow is the first public meeting of the for hire vehicle committee at City Hall in New York City. If you have something to say, show up, sign up. Actually, in the opposite order, sign up.
Dave, what's on the agenda tomorrow?
I'm not sure, but what I've heard, and maybe our callers can tell me a little more about it, I've heard that Chairman Diaz may talk about legalizing street hails in the Bronx for all vehicles. I wonder how people feel about that. Let's take our next caller. Charbel, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
David, we do appreciate your time to be at the studio on Sunday night.
Thanks.
I do feel sorry for that taxi driver who killed himself on the steps of the City Hall. I do blame Cuomo, Bloomberg, de Blasio, and Taxi and Limousine Commission of loss of his life. And one more thing. The other day I was dropping off at Newark Airport. I see New York private license plate are pick up people in at Newark Airport.
How do you know they're not picking up family members?
No, they are not.
How do you know?
I did watch them. They weren't pick up family members. I was waiting there.
Were they using an app?
Yeah, you can use an app.
Sure.
At Newark, in New Jersey, you don't need a special plate. It's like the rest of the country, actually.
I'm talking about New York private license plate. They are trying to pick up passengers from New Jersey.
If I'm an Uber driver out of New York City, let's say I'm registered in Westchester or Rockland County, I can go to Newark Airport, and if I get an Uber fare, I can pick them up?
Yes, sir. And also you can work in New Jersey. What's happening to New Jersey? I mean, like Taxi and Limousine Commission of New Jersey or Department of Transportation or the Police Department. They should go after these guys because New Jersey State are losing money from taxes.
Well, you know what? I'm glad you brought that up, Charbel, because enforcement has been an issue when Bruce Schaller was with the Taxi Limousine Commission. It's always been an issue. And the fact is that inspectors for the Taxi Limousine Commission make less than any other agency in the city. So what we really need is we need a task force, an illegal street hail task force, okay? When I met with one of the former police commissioners, he got it, and he started action. Then he resigned and went out west, and that whole illegal street hail task force went down the tubes. So it's something that we really need. They should work in conjunction with the Taxi and Limousine Commission. We don't want 35,000 cops out there because they'll end up crucifying the yellow taxi industry. We need an illegal street hail task force, and I hope someone brings that up tomorrow at the hearing at City Hall. Charbel, thanks for calling the Taxi Dave Show. Gabe.
Somebody might be bringing up the TPEP system. If that were to be installed in all livery and black cars, at least you'd know where they are and what they're doing. That's part of that enforcement. But mostly you need less cars on the street, and then you would probably not have as many illegal hails.
Our phone number is 800-321-0710. Gabe, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hey, everybody. How's it going?
Okay.
I have a question for Bruce, but before I do that, I just want to say my thoughts all week have been on Doug. And you know that he committed suicide in protest on February 5th. It's an interesting fact that the taxi riots of 1934 also began on February 5th. I don't think that's a small coincidence. Maybe it is. But the problems are the same as they were back then. Too many cars on the road. Did anybody know that over there about the taxi riots?
Yeah, I've seen the film footage of it. It's really pretty interesting. Yeah.
Anyways, so I have a question for Mr. Schaller. Mr. Schaller, I was watching your testimony at the wheelchair hearing, and you mentioned something about the eventual convergence of the FHV and yellow sectors. I was wondering if you could elaborate on that a little bit.
Sure. So I think that if you go back, and this was mentioned just earlier in the show, you know, the yellow cabs once had radios, and they were taken out in the 1980s because they were needed for street hail. I think it makes a lot of sense. And if, as I'm sure you know, around the country, almost all the cabs have radios. And I say radios meaning they take prearrangement. I'm reflecting my age once again. And I think it makes sense to look toward the day when everyone can serve the prearranged segment of the business. I think you still need separate vehicles that are dedicated for street hail and controls, more controls on that, because it's really stranger and stranger getting in the vehicle together. And there's not the same accountability that you have like with an Uber or Lyft system. But I think it would be much more efficient. The vehicles would be more heavily utilized. They could be regulated in just the same way across the board. There's a lot of issues with doing something like this. Obviously, melding a medallion system with a non-medallion system raises issues. But I think in terms of the vision of where we need to get to in the city at some point is to have the vehicles be used as much of the time as possible, have drivers be making good money, and then being able to respond both when someone wants it by, you know, if you call on the phone or use an app, as well as by street hail.
What do you think, Gabe?
I thought that was a very insightful answer. Thanks for the insight, Mr. Schaller.
Great. Thanks for the call.
Okay. JFK Mike, you're live on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hey, Mike.
Yes. How you doing, everybody? Listen, great show as always. Bruce Schaller, you are one of the true treasures of the transportation industry. We want to know, first of all, when your fact book is coming out for 2018, because that's a must-read for every cab driver. And second of all, before my voice runs out, I'll take the answer off the air. What are the expansion-contraction things of rush hour traffic now? Because I heard it's at record levels of people and trucks and cars coming into the city and then leaving the city, and they said it's something like a 40% increase between the traffic that comes in from outside the city with people working and then going away. And also those little minivans by the Port Authority, that's a new dynamic, if we may. But so the three things, taxi cab fact book, expansion, contraction, and the new minivans by Port Authority taking people to New Jersey back and forth for cheap. So thank you very much, and if you can squash all that into a few minutes, that would be great. Thank you.
Sure, thanks for the question. So the fact book, the last fact book I did was more than, I think it was about 11 years ago. The TLC has been issuing fact books, I've been glad to see. And so I don't know when the next one of theirs is coming out, but they've been quite informative too. But thanks for the compliment. Those fact books, I think, were a great thing for everybody. In terms of the minivans, I'm not that familiar with them. I would presume that they're reflecting just all of the problems at Penn Station and getting in and out of the city. And I think we're just going to see more and more of that as the capacity to move passengers back and forth across the Hudson River just isn't up to meet the demand. And that's why we need the tunnel that's been widely discussed. And, of course, Governor Christie canceled it some years ago. We'll have to go back and redo all of that. And then the third, I can't remember more than two things at a time. Dave, can you help me? What was the third one?
Those minivans at
no,
the Port Authority.
No, expansion and contraction.
Oh, the expansion and contraction. You know, one of the really interesting things about
smart.
The traffic numbers is that the number of vehicles recorded coming into Manhattan has been declining for a number of years.
I wanted to ask
And yet
you
the
about
traffic
that.
Has gotten worse and worse. And, of course, the answer is that it's like someone turned up the pressure cooker. That you have more people working and living in Manhattan, that you have more tourists, you have more truck deliveries, you have more construction, you have more people crossing the street, you have probably more double parking. Like everything you can think of that slows down the traffic, you have more of. And a big part of that, of course, has been more Uber and Lyft. People, Uber and Lyft say, oh, we're not the problem. And I have always said, you're not the problem. You're one of many things on the list here. It's happily we can quantify this better than some of the other things. And so I think that, you know, the in and out is about 40% higher at rush hour. But the real problem, and it continues to be congested to get over the East River bridges and through the tunnels. And I was just before the show saw the big lineup to get out of town just now on Canal Street. So you have all of that for sure. But what's gotten a lot worse is the number of vehicles and the amount of congestion in Manhattan.
I think during the daytime you said that 50% of the vehicles in the Central Business District are for hire vehicles.
50% are for hire or yellow cabs. The vehicle for hire all together, 50 to 70% of vehicles. And you know, when you see these numbers, you sit in my office and look at these numbers, and you're like, "Can this really be true?" And then you go out on the street and you say, "Oh boy, absolutely."
Just remember, folks, this the same number of cabs now as there were basically for the last 10 years. Okay, and the only segment that has grown, tripled, in fact, the last 3 years, is the FHV segment, specifically the Ubers and Lyft segment. And speaking of that, with 130,000 of those cars, you know, one thing that's been left out of this whole conversation, we're fast to surcharge to help the MTA. When is the MTA going to help the disabled and make every subway station wheelchair accessible? When is the MTA going to help the disabled the way they should? Now we have the Ubers of the world. Yellow cabs right now have about 2,500 wheelchair accessible yellow cabs on the road working at any given time. And on that note, right now I'd like to introduce Jean Ryan. She's been a disabled advocate in New York City for a long time. Welcome to the Taxi Dave Show, Jean.
Thank you.
Hey, Jean.
Hi, Jean.
Hi.
So last week we had the chairwoman on who was talking about the pilot program for wheelchair accessible vehicles for FHV. We have poor Doug who committed suicide last week who was talking about there's less of the pie out there for everybody. Jean, where does disabled transportation fit into everything going on?
Well, basically we just want a ride. And it's pretty hard to get places. It's not just pretty hard. It's impossible much of the time. Without doing a lot of planning and hoping and still getting stranded and not being able to go places or not being able to get back.
So
and that's no way to live.
In Manhattan, do you find it easier to get a yellow cab that's accessible?
Yes, definitely.
As compared with the outer boroughs, is there difficulty in the other boroughs?
In the outer boroughs, it's still like an Elvis sighting, like we used to say, when there were one or three accessible cabs, and we would never see one. We still don't see them. The only time you would see a yellow cab in the outer boroughs is when they're dropping off somebody.
How about the green cabs? How do you see them?
Well, in my neighborhood, I basically see them parked on at the curb because the owners live in my neighborhood in Bay Ridge. So I don't really see very many green cabs driving around in my neighborhood either. And when I talk to the drivers, they say they head downtown where there are more people and there's a chance of getting more rides. And the yellows say they don't even want to go to the outer boroughs, except for the airports, and they'll drive around for an hour or two rather than take somebody to an outer borough and get paid, you know, for that time.
So, Jean, what would you tell the new chairman of the FHV committee who's having his first meeting and hearing tomorrow at City Hall?
I would tell him the same thing I started out with, is we need a ride.
Very
we
simple.
We want to ride.
Simple and basic. For those listeners, Jean, you use a wheelchair, correct?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and it's very difficult to get transportation, and especially more difficult out of Manhattan. So, how do you feel about away from Manhattan?
In Manhattan. Yeah, except at the airport because you can go to the dispatcher, and, you know, you can get one at the airports, too. But I don't know what the solution is for that, because there's this, maybe congestion pricing would help. There's this mentality amongst Uber drivers and especially yellow cab drivers that Manhattan is the place to be. And maybe it is in terms of, you know, a chance of getting a passenger, but, you know, look at how many more millions of people live in the outer boroughs than live in Manhattan or even are in Manhattan
for any reason. May I say, do I take it that you're in favor of the pilot program that the TLC started in the for the for-hire vehicles?
I am in favor of it because it's something. And maybe it will work. I don't know. We have no way of knowing.
So you're just very simply, we need a ride. That's it.
Yes, we do. And, you know, I mean, I could go out and wave my hand for 12 hours and wouldn't see anything that I could get into in my neighborhood. And even in Manhattan, it's not that easy, but it's possible. But at night, it's even harder, or in certain neighborhoods, it's hard, too. I'm part of the pilot program that Express Ride has with Curb and Verifone.
Right.
Have you heard about that?
Yep.
Yeah, I know some drivers who are.
Yeah, how do you like that? What's your.
It's spotty. It's really spotty. I will never try to get it from my home. Excuse me. I will never try to get it from my home because if I'm planning to go someplace, I need to go. I want to go. And I often can't get a ride at all from my home. Not like I'm just going to have to wait. I can't get a ride, period. So then I'm stuck at home and I don't have any other way to go. So this is how I'm using Curb now. If I have a backup way to get where I'm going, I'll try Curb. If I don't have a backup way to get where I'm going, I won't try them. So I always use Express Ride now to leave my home and go somewhere.
Just to let you know, folks, Curb is one of the apps used in yellow cabs. And Accessoride is actually under the umbrella of the MTA, Metropolitan Transportation Authority.
Yeah, Accessoride is a form of public transportation that you have to apply for and qualify for. And it's not free. It costs the same as a bus or a subway ride. I rode the subways for 25 years. And then I had to stop because it became too disabled to use them. I live close to a subway stop. And so for 23, 24 years, I've had to use Access Ride or just wheel. I do that, too. Or use the bus or bus says.
And such is the plight of the disabled in New York City, just trying to get a ride. Gene Ryan, thank you so much for being on the Taxi Dave Show.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Please come on again, okay?
I would love to.
Okay, we have a few minutes left. We have a number of phone calls. Let's try to keep it to a minute each. Gene, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show. Okay, Emil, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
How are you, Mr. Dave?
Okay.
Do me a favor. We used to get some message in GPS. Say fair opportunity. We don't get this anymore. I wish to know how I got it. I was in the Javits Center last week for a big show, and then another one like a month ago. A lot of people coming out, and one of them come in my cab and say he sees a gypsy, the raven of the people. And I see them, the raven of the people, takes a fare local for $60, airport for $200. I called Jeff at center. I said, please, how you call TLC or how to get a message in the yellow cab
I'm glad you brought that up, Emil, because there is a driver's information monitor in the front seat. It's called, you know, a DIM, Driver Information Monitor. And when the Javits Center breaks, there should be notices sent by the city to all taxi drivers. Taxis needed at the Javits Center. So if anybody's within 10 blocks of there, they could head to the Javits Center. And it's disgusting when people come to New York City for a $10 ride being charged $60 or a $52 ride to Kennedy Airport being charged $200. Shame on New York City. The drivers need to know where the business is. Right, Emil?
Yeah, let me finish, please. Do me a big favor. I appreciate it.
Well, you got 30 seconds. Then we got to take more calls.
Okay, I was in Javits Center. I went by myself. I called Javits Center. They told me no. I called TLC. They said no. Call your garage. I called Berry Falls. They said no. I wish to know how I get dispatched again. I went by myself. We have a big line, yellow cab at Penn Station. I tell him, please go to Javits Center. Pick up the people. They get wrapped off.
Okay, well, we're going to find out how to get that message from Javits Center onto the dim monitor, okay, in all the cabs. You're absolutely right. Sorry that you had to go through all those troubles. But this is the plight of taxi drivers when they need business. And here, they're taking a $3 fare that other people are charging $60 for. You know, forget the fact how unfair it is. They're ripping people off. It's against the law.
The funny thing is about that area around the Javits Center, there's hardly any summonses for illegal hails given in that area.
Well, let me tell you, they could paint the Empire State Building with summonses if they hung out over there.
I know.
Harry, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Accessoride charges for a wheelchair a minimum of $68 a ride. 2 blocks or 100 blocks, at a minimum, charges $68.
When they're not in yellow cabs, you're right.
Well, so how do you compare somebody in a yellow cab who's forced to get $40 for the same job, somebody's charging $68 or more, and pick up other passengers at the same time? The industry, the black car industry, was supposed to have all that, but they didn't give a damn. They thought that Wall Street and everybody else would stay with them. And Uber came in and took away all their business because they were... The voucher.
So you agree all segments of the industry have been hurt drastically?
Oh, definitely. But I drove a cab, I drove a car service, and I'm driving a limousine. My minimum rates are $60, whether I go 5 blocks, 1 block, or within between 96th Street and Wall Street.
Oh, so you hang out at the Javits Center?
No, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? I have my own clients that I've built up over 40 years.
Wow, Harry.
This.
Listen, I want to thank you for listening and calling the Taxi Dave Show. We got a few more callers and just 2 minutes left, I was told. I want to read this email. Thank you, Harry. The current proliferation of livery vehicles and their drivers is actually part of a larger historical trend. The present gig economy is just an intermediate stage in this larger trend. When the current flood, this current proliferation, reaches a crisis stage, then, concurrently, the robocar will be taking over. Taxi drivers will be no more. And at that time, pick your date, the shakeout will be complete. Then, and only then, will there be a definitive reformation. Until that time, it's just going to be a mess. Thank you, Mr. Anderson. I certainly appreciate it.
Yeah, don't hold your breath for the robo car in New York City. It's going to be a lot of years before the technology gets to the place of dealing with Manhattan, all the chaos in Manhattan. We're going to need to solve these problems now, way before we get to self-driving vehicles.
Email from Tommy. I have barely gotten wheelchair rides lately. I think the accessoride companies are waiting in front, taking away our potential customers when it comes to the disabled. Thank you, Tommy. Let's take a quick one from Hakeem. You're next.
Yes, Dave.
Yes, yes.
Many years ago, I asked my taxi broker, what is the purpose of the $1,000 per year tax that I pay to the city of New York?
You're absolutely right. Yellow cabs pay $1,000 a year for a road use tax. I was just told I have 20 seconds left. So, Hakeem, we'll pick up with you next week. I want to thank Bruce Schaller from Schaller Consulting. I want to thank Carolyn Protz. I want to thank Lacus Technologies, especially Lacus Technologies and Hereford Insurance Company, County Clare. I'm Taxi Dave. Okay, we'll be back next week. And I got to go now. Taxi!